Season 2 of the Pat and JT podcast.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best. Come on!
Exclusively on the Herd App Media Network.
It's Pat and JT.
Better late than never. Or better late than sorry. No, better late than never. Not
something
better late than
like
sorry.
Something like that. Yeah. Something like that. Welcome to Friday.
We are live on Facebook and YouTube and on Twitter. And if you're just listening to this, remember every Friday we do it live. Thanks to Centris. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And this might be the last day we're in the county jail.
Well, it depends. We're up for bail, so we'll see.
We're going to see what happens so we don't. I think we have a plan. I'm not sure.
Well, tune in 7 days and we'll see.
We'll see what happens next week. I was going to say real quick here, just saw a headline that just flashed across and it was about, I thought, what is this browser like not refreshed? Jay Leno in the hospital. And I'm like, that car fire, remember?
Yeah,
that it was long ago. That he had the car fire. Shattered bones in motorcycle crash.
Oh my gosh, that guy.
Yeah.
Unreal.
On TMZ is where they had the story. And said he got into a crash last week. Injuries, no joke, shattering several bones. This was apparently in Las Vegas. So he has a broken collarbone. Ow. Two fractured ribs. Two cracked kneecaps.
Oh, my gosh.
And the accident happened January 17th. Wasn't reported until now as far as the news knew.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
The poor dude just needs to take a knee for the rest of 2023.
He can't.
Well, yes, sure, he can't. Just take a seat then. Yeah, you can't take a knee.
Doesn't have any
functioning ones.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's bad.
The poor guy. I hate that.
Well, you think he's having a bad day.
Okay, go ahead.
Our coffee machine's not working up here today.
Oh, my God. So the note went out yesterday, and we have a really cool coffee machine.
So it looks like something that Clay would have used on the space shuttle.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's touch screen,
it's
all
amazing.
That cool, fun stuff, and makes great coffee. It gets a lot of work, too.
Yeah.
It really does, heavy workout. And so there's some that have the frothy milk, and some people have the hot cocoa, and some people have hot teas, and some, all that good stuff. And it was broke yesterday. It needed the repairman to come in. They needed to adjust something. And I thought that meant it was fixed yesterday. So I came in this morning completely uncaffeinated.
Yeah.
I am totally uncaffeinated. Not happy about
it. This show will be titled A Ray of Sunshine, A Ray of Light. I'm lucky that I was here, and Brandon, who also is up here, remembered the coffee, knew that I was up here, and asked if I wanted some coffee. So thank goodness I went the first half hour without it, and I was tweaking. I even considered, because they're little pouches of coffee, I even considered opening that and just letting the coffee ground sit in hot water and then eat the grounds.
Don't do that. Gross.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Let's see here. What else? I'm uncaffeinated.
And it's not the best morning to be uncaffeinated, because we had our holiday party for Herd At last night at Hale Varsity Club. It was a great time. Muchachos. So the people, all the employees for Herd At, which includes Hale Varsity Club.
Yeah.
So they didn't have to work that night and serve everybody else like they do the community every day. We brought in muchachos.
Yeah.
And that's the first time I'd ever had muchachos.
Buffet style.
The muchachos mac and cheese was outstanding.
Yeah.
So good.
And of all the things.
I know.
Muchachos is like, what about the Mexican?
It was good too. I mean, it was great. It was awesome.
He brings up mac and cheese.
It was
the mac
so
and
good.
Cheese all the way. But the dips were great. The salsa was great.
Yeah,
beef was great. I mean, it was all super good.
It was a fun night. And we had drink tickets and whatever, and it was fun. And the shots that they were pouring were deep.
I didn't do shots.
I didn't do them. I saw people doing them. And I didn't do them because I saw people doing them.
Well, they all had drivers.
Yeah.
Too.
Well, I
noticed that.
Yeah.
For the most part, that they had somebody who was responsible.
Yeah.
But I just did, for the first time in my life, drank three seltzers, I guess, really. Aren't they kind of? I don't know what it was I drank. What did I have? It was a vodka.
Yeah, you had like a Corona,
soda,
whatever.
I had one Corona something.
They were
and then
good.
A couple of, like a black cherry and a peach.
That's so
vodka
good.
And soda water.
I love
canned thingies.
When I go order at any bar, And I say, I want to just whatever, White Claw seltzer. They're like, what flavor? And I really don't care what flavor. Because in my, I don't know if
they're
it's
all
my,
the same.
I don't know if it's because I don't think I ever had COVID. I don't know, but they don't taste different to me. They're all kind of the same. Every once in a while, there's one that
none
like kicks
them,
through.
None of them taste different to me. They smell different. That's the only thing for me is
they do smell different,
but they don't taste different.
You know, they get the job done the same. So. Just like we talked about with the malt liquor yesterday or whatever. They get the job done, and they're refreshing and
it
delicious.
It was good. It was fun. Good. And yeah, and like 150 people or more, probably 200 people there.
It was a fun night.
It was great. It had music.
And who played? He was on our show a couple weeks ago. I can't remember his name.
Oh my gosh.
I'll look
you
it up.
You can't just drop that bomb on me while I'm sitting here.
I've been doing it for 22 years.
Gosh,
you should be
dang
used
it.
To it right now.
I could have told you that last night, the first time you said, oh my God, there's, and I'm like, I was just going to mention him, and then his name went right out of my head.
I couldn't.
From The Voice.
Yeah.
God dang it. It's super good.
Adam Levine?
No.
I couldn't remember the name of Chipotle before we started recording.
Well, that's true,
so
too.
My brain is a little.
Why were you trying to think of Chipotle?
Because my daughter, because Sophia's coming up here today, and we're going to go have lunch. And in the process of, and Centris will appreciate this, of, Beth and I, we are on budgets, and it's at the end of the month, and I don't want to spend any money on lunch, so we're using gift cards that we have. And I've got a $25 gift card to Chipotle, so we're
There's
heading
nothing
there.
Wrong with gift cards. I mean, you
Love
remember
it.
I have that book mm-hmm. that I used to keep
still
all.
Still have the blue that we got, probably?
I think I still saw. Maybe there's some in there. But I was going through my gift cards, because I keep them with me in case, and then I forget I have them. So I have, like, Lowe's. Could have used that the other day. Totally nice. Forgot I had it. But I've got, the gift cards. I'm all about the gift cards.
Yeah.
No, I'm about, that's good.
We have, Beth has the same kind of stash as you do. We've got gift cards that we've won 5 years ago at like real estate parties or whatever and whatever.
I'm going to have to go through, because honestly, we should go through and see how old some of them are. I have one
from Montgomery Ward.
Carrabba's.
Is Carrabba's still around?
It is up on Maple. Isn't it?
Yeah, I think because it's got the plants on the roof.
Yes.
Yeah, still around.
And delicious, but that was back. Do you remember when we did some stuff with Carrabba's?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's when this is from.
That may have aged. I don't know if it'll age.
There's
out.
No date on it.
Then you're good.
Maybe it's Carrabba's for lunch today.
Then you're. Yeah. So I'm also, yeah, it's.
What's have to say about that?
And teaching the kids to not spend money if they don't have to and using their gift, because they
Making
have gift cards
challenge,
as well.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you know, I know that it. Beth and I, if we had to, if we needed to or wanted to, we could live on $20 for a week to eat. Not even that. Probably longer than that. Probably 2 weeks for $20. Because we really could. We eat like 12-year-old boys. We honestly could do it if we had to.
Well, I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Well, but,
and but, we aren't unless we had to, but
unless
we could.
We had to, I could. That's just true. Mm-hmm. All right. So Denise, Nikki, Liz, good morning. Budgets. Liz is like, budgets! Exclamation point. we hit a hot button.
You've got to read a text,
Tara,
I got.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
This one. It's from my friends at the massage parlor in Lincoln. And this is amazing. This
oh
is exciting
God, you're
news.
You're still on there.
Still, I'll never unsubscribe. But this one, it doesn't say the name of the massage parlor on this one. This, it just says, dear guest, new girl starts work today. Would you like to try a TRYA good massage? If this is, and it's supposedly a legit place, we've looked at it up online. If this isn't a rub and tug, I'm crazy. I guarantee you.
I want you to reply. Send Andrew.
His head would explode. He wouldn't even know what to do.
It's not the right thing to say.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Very good point. His mind would be blown. As That's not even a good one either.
Make an investigative report.
Yeah. Yeah. Her Dad Sports, first ever.
Check this
Investigative
out.
Investigative report.
Just go check it out and see. Take
Andrew
a
Rogers
camera.
Undercover with the body cam.
He couldn't do undercover.
No.
I think he'd be as bad as you. He can't keep a secret.
He'd walk in. Hi, I'm Andrew Rogers.
I'm investigating you.
I'm investigating you. Do you do inappropriate stuff at this massage parlor? Oh, I just blew it. Yeah, he totally would.
He wouldn't make it. All right, so a little bit of royal news.
Okay.
Because I can. So a story came out, I think it just came out last night, but Prince Andrew no longer has private quarters at the Buckingham Palace.
Ooh.
Royal insiders saying that the son of the late Queen and Prince Philip, right, no longer has use of his suite of rooms at the palace, which previously housed his apartment and his office. His older brother has basically kicked him out.
Good for King
Removed
Charles.
Removed access from the section of the palace since he stepped away from his royal duties, but he was able to maintain that. Mom didn't take that away from him. But his brother's like, bull. You're out of here. Mm-hmm. And that's all there is to it. It is just like that paragraph, and that's it. There's like 700 comments. But they said that there's one person wrote in, and this has a ton of likes on it. Says that the long, apparently this has been going on a long time. It's not written real well, but basically tales of young girls coming and going from Prince Andrew's quarters have long been told and whispered in the background.
I mean, I wonder if it's even happened since everything came out.
I'm sure it has. Says, I think the king made a wise decision. Should have been done long ago.
Jeez.
Wow. That's one of the top replies. There's a bunch of people replying right now to this, too. Was this just put out this
morning? It surprises me the queen didn't do it.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. That was put out last night. Oh, my gosh. But there's a view. Okay. Let's just do this. conspiracy theory. But not. Have you seen the video of the palace? And it looks like.
Oh, God, yes.
Somebody was escaping. And drops from the second floor.
One. Yeah, naked. But it looked like an adult man.
Yeah.
Is that real, though?
Man. I don't know. Let's just put it out there. If anybody knows different, let
me
know.
if that was real.
But then you hear this story.
I would lean toward it being, I believe 100% this all day long. The guy climbing down bed sheets to get out of the castle kind of is like,
You know, and but you think of all the people that saw it, because there was all the people that were in the foreground of the video, that whoever happened to, they were filming the guards riding by on their horses, and all of a sudden the camera's watching them, and all of a sudden it yanks over to the right, wait, what? And everybody goes, oh, and all these people saw.
Why is that not on TMZ? Why is that not anywhere?
Because nobody wants to piss off the palace.
Do you think people care about that anymore? I mean, legit, because I think up until now, this whole time, they 100% did. They wanted access. They wanted this, but they don't need that anymore.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I think they still do. I think they still have that control. And the king and Wills and Kate, right? They still have. They said that right now, Meghan is like the least liked royal of all. She even bottomed out Camilla.
Bottomed out Camilla.
It's like, how low can you go? Oh, hold my beer.
Yeah, right. Camilla's like, oh boy.
I am off the shit list. Yay. So look at her, not me. But yeah, they're by far. So if they wanted no attention, they've got all the bad attention that they want. But yeah, it's just kind of interesting.
This is one of the first very positive things that's come out of the castle in a long time, him booting Andrew out.
Should have happened a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And you know what? So let me look back here and just see what else. Oh. You got to read some of these comments. Nikki's, you made her giggle. The whole comment about your.
Oh, the rub and tug?
Yes, yeah. Thank you. The spa.
It's one of my favorites.
Your spa day.
Yeah.
Denise, good morning. Oh, Allie says, they said, get the buck out, Drew. Yeah, it should have happened a long time ago. But, you know, it goes along with, remember when they had the conversation with Gates's wife, Melinda, and they brought up the whole Epstein thing, and that was part of the reason why. And she's like, I should have put a stop to that a long time ago or walked away a long time ago, because it was after the conviction that he continued to be friends with Epstein.
Yeah.
And it was like, and he even says, I don't know why I kept, you know, I don't know. It's like, really? You have options.
Yeah, you're an adult man.
Some of us don't have options. You have options. I mean, you really could have hired a jet and flown away.
I knew this couple who are since divorced, and it's pretty clear why. They, where she would, like, I don't know, it was weird. Like, they'd be sitting on the couch. These are stories that she would tell.
Yeah.
They'd be sitting on the couch, and she'd be done, whatever, watching TV, and he'd be sitting next to her, and she'd take the remote and just, like, throw it and hit him in the chest. And like she goes, I just don't know why I do that every night. It's just something that I just don't know why I do that. I'm like, dude, you're an adult. And he didn't like it. He hated it, obviously. Yeah. And it's like, you're an adult.
You know you do it.
You
know it bothers him. You know you shouldn't.
Like you can say,
you still do it.
If your left eye twitches, I don't know why it twitches. Because you don't know why it twitches.
And you can't stop it.
You can't stop it. But if you're throwing a remote at your husband every night, it's not a twitch. You can stop it.
I don't know if I would consider him visiting Epstein Island as throwing the remote at someone's chest. But it's close.
And neither is not having coffee this morning compared to Jay Leno's car as motorcycle
accident.
This
is a good point.
I'm tired.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, let's see here. And what else is going on in the world? There was something I saved for you because I saw it on Hollywood Raw's page. There was a picture. That's what it was. It was a picture of our boy Adam with mm-hmm. Tori Spelling. And he's got a great picture, and it's really funny. So I got to read this to you real quick. But he says, was with her yesterday. I had fear that she wasn't going to be as warm or chill. I guess that's both. That's interesting. Both yeah. good things. He didn't know which one to use. But anyway, she was exactly the opposite. Very cool and down to earth. Some people, you meet them, and because they're so cool, you become more of a fan. Some of them, you meet them, and then you realize you don't want to be a fan. And he says, hello, Claire Danes. and then it says, possibly getting her on the podcast soon. Getting close. Nonetheless, great experience. P.S. I look like Brian Austin Green if he had a peanut butter allergy. Okay. Yeah, well, kind of. And so one of the first replies was from Dax, all caps. You better get her on the podcast.
There was one of the paparazzi guys they had on a couple months ago had a story. Actually, Trevor, who was on this week, part two, his part one had this story about Tori Spelling on there where he, one of the nicest people, and he followed her around and was taking pictures of her and followed her. And he didn't realize he was following her to her house, but he ended up following her to her house. And he got out and just, he's like, hey, can I just take a couple pictures, whatever. She goes, yeah, I'll totally let you do that if you help me carry my groceries in.
Oh my God.
And so he's like, really? So he did, carried her groceries into her living room, into her kitchen, whatever. And he's like, okay. She goes, all right, let's go outside and let me comb my hair. And she did it.
That's crazy. And see, that surprises me, but I'm glad to hear that. Because mm-hmm. you know how she grew up. You mm-hmm. know, I mean, her dad was the king of Hollywood.
Yeah.
And her mom, I don't know what to think of her mom, because obviously you only hear one side of the story, but I assume that she's just a real pain in the butt to live with. Mm-hmm. And she was really mean to Tori after her dad died, right? Because yeah. I think there were some issues with who gets what.
Yeah, she didn't get any money. I don't
Because Tori was the only kid.
She has a brother. Right? She had a brother.
Oh, she has a brother. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she had a brother or has a brother.
I don't know. Yeah, so anyway, but I know that there were issues. And then her whole marriage with what's his bucket, Dean McDermott, is weird.
It's an absolute disaster.
It is. It is a train wreck. And you wonder, though, because of her upbringing, and she was totally a Hollywood kid. Totally a Hollywood kid from birth.
Yeah.
Basically. But it's like you want to believe that she's got some common sense to her, and it sounds like, when you hear things like this, it's like, oh, that's kind of, wow, didn't expect that. Because against all odds,
she
ends up being a nice person.
Randy Spelling, younger brother.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And speaking of having who they're going to have on their podcast, they recorded yesterday with Tara Reid. I don't know if it's going to be next week or the week after, but it's awesome.
Did she show off her scars?
I haven't watched the whole thing yet.
I remember that was a big deal.
Yes.
After she got the tummy thing.
She's been, I don't know what's going on with her, but I'm anxious to see how she presents herself, because on TikTok and on Instagram, she looks like a disaster. Not physically a disaster, but she's acting like an absolute disaster.
Like Britney Spears. Like a wannabe Britney.
100%.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened with Britney Spears? She deleted her Instagram account. They sent people in for a wellness check.
Yeah, and then she posted yesterday, again, posted on, I think she brought her Instagram back or posted it somewhere else. But
can you
said,
bring it back?
I don't know if she deleted it or just
it
like took
Facebook,
it inactive.
Where they're like, they give you 2 weeks
probably
to cool off.
Yeah, because it is Facebook. Instagram and Facebook are the same, right?
They want you to come back.
It's yeah, she
try
posted,
getting off match.com. Just try. You can just log back in 9 years later. It's all still there.
Hey, welcome back. still single, I see.
What did I write? Oh, my God.
Yeah, and she wrote this whole statement yesterday saying that I appreciate everybody's love and support, but this time it crossed the line. You invaded my privacy. The police came to my gate. Please leave me alone, or whatever like that. Like it came, and people were saying, if anybody deserves peace, you do. I get that, but it came off really disingenuous by the people just because they care. If that is the reason why they called the police, because they care, and the same people that probably helped get her out of her conservatorship.
Do you think she wrote that?
I don't know. And I don't think the police would have left if they hadn't made contact with her and seen her and made sure she was okay.
I don't either. But that just sounds out of character for her. Because, you know, if you publicly, why not just stop posting?
Why not just stop
Why
being
delete
weird?
Everything?
Right.
That's kind of like a cry for help.
Yes.
A red flag. Notice me, but don't. Notice me, but, you know, no, keep coming. No, stop. You know, yeah. That kind of thing. Because you deleted it, you know you're going to get a headline out of it.
Yeah.
You're Britney.
Yep. So I don't know.
If you'd just gone away and not posted for a while, it would have taken maybe things cool off. Interesting. Yeah. Mm. Mm. So anyway, so yeah. So far, so good, I guess, really. Yeah. For being decaffeinated, this isn't too bad. I'm not finding my wireless is really slow today, too. It's decaffeinated.
It's decaffeinated wireless.
So those were just what I had on the top of my head. But I did the story about Tori Spelling. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that
was
pretty funny.
Cool.
And I'll update everybody when the Tara Reid episodes come out, probably next week.
Okay.
We'll see.
Yeah, their wrap-up episode this week is really good, too.
Yeah.
If you get a chance.
Yeah, they're awesome. Mm-hmm. I'll put the links in our description, too, for the Trevor episode where he talked about Tori Spelling.
Very good.
All right, you guys, thank you for watching on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. Thank you, whatever. And thanks to Centris. And you guys have a great weekend.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Hood at Media production.